Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joy speaking, and how may I help you?
My name is Patricia Kane, and I have a charge of my checking account from your company, and I've never even heard of y'all before.
Okay, may I have your zip code, please?
75092.
And give me 1 second, and that first and last name you stated?
Patricia Kane, C-A-I-N.
Give me 1 second, please, ma'am. And for security purposes, may I have the address associated with the account?
800 South FM, 1417, apartment 320, Sherman, Texas, 75092.
And thank you for that. Give me 1 second. Yes, ma'am, I was able to locate an account associated with you. It seems like you may have, you do have one of our, this is one of our meal apps, I do see, that you're associated with. Do you ever remember maybe entering a contest or answering and doing a survey?
I really don't. Okay. And I want this removed and I want a refund.
Okay. Could someone in the household may have done
this? No, I'm the only one in the household.
Alrighty, ma'am. So are you saying this is a fraudulent charge?
I am.
Alrighty. Now, we do take fraud very seriously, and we do work
I do too.
With our local authorities. So I'm trying to make sure that you're saying this is a fraudulent charge. You don't remember even maybe doing a survey for free, and it just offered you a chance to win a vacuum cleaner, maybe an iPhone or an
iPad. Have no idea, but I didn't sign up for this. I want a refund. I want to be canceled. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, ma'am, if you're saying this is a fraudulent charge, I will get you over to our fraud department so they can handle it from there, okay?
Go ahead.
Okay. Give me 1 second and let me place you on a brief hold. Okay, ma'am, thank you for holding. I'm getting you transferred to our fraud department now, okay? And thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
I'm still here.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm getting you transferred right now.
Okay.